ஹரி கிருஷ்ணா. அண்ட் மகாபிரபு கிரீம் டு சென்சஸ் அதர் டைம் ஸ்மால் சமாதி, பட் திஸ் டைம் எ லாங் சமாதி. அண்ட் மகாபிரபு டிஸ்கிரைபிங் வாட் ஹி வாஸ் ஹேர் ஹி வாஸ் என்கேஜ்ட் இன் கிருஷ்ண லீலா. He said that in Govardhan, some arrangement of Krishna Leela, Radharani with her own group came there, and so many things are happening. I was watching from far away. How the jingling, wonderful jingling sound of the ornaments. How the beautiful voice, and what beautiful and charming the atmosphere. I was watching. Suddenly you snatched me away from that position to hear, began to cry aloud, Mahaprabhu. I was engaged in seeing that wonderful atmosphere and all the best things there in Govardhan. I got it, but my faith could not keep it. You have all forcibly carried me here in this place. I have lost it. Began to end. The Naam, the Krishna Naam, is so forceful, anyhow, can take away from that deep samadhi also of Mahaprabhu. What peculiar things they are in Naam, because he came with that Naam. So Naam has the preference, even than direct participation in the Leela.
Sometimes people wonder, what is the necessity then? The Harinam has such potency. What is the necessity for formal initiation into chanting the holy name?
And two things to be considered. One, the goal, highest goal, how valuable the thing and what is the price, the calculation according to that. How much is required of you? And for how valuable thing. There is, it is all right, but the poisoning in you, and it requires some sort of adjustment to receive that name. Abarad Shunnaya. তো আমার দুর্দৈব নামে নাহি অনুরাগ, সমথিং ইজ নেসেসারি ফ্রম ইয়র পার্ট, ইট ইজ অল রাইট, তোমাদের ওইখানে পরম উদার, হি ইজ জেনারেস এনাফ টু গিভ ইউ উইদাউট এনি প্রাইস, without anything in return. But the cooperation of your free will is necessary. You would have got it from previous time automatically. Free cooperation, your freedom not disturbed. So your free will is to be attracted towards that, and to prepare your free will to cooperate with this, this bargain, and these things are necessary. Minimum these things are required of you. And in comparison to your gain, this is nothing. In other aspects, the goal is of less important. The object of our gain is not so high, but the process to gain, that is more troublesome. But here, with the least price, you get the highest thing. But what is necessary is the cooperation of your free will. Laulya, Shraddha. Otherwise, nothing to you. If you have got no Shraddha, then thousands may be liberated and they get, but it is nothing to you. You are quite in the dark. So Shraddha, something is necessary from you, at minimum, that is, yes, I want this. I want this. At least sincere earnestness to get the thing. Other things will be managed from that side. This is what we have to think of. What's the time? 10:30.
10:30.
I stopped. Yamandanath Bhagavamara. How? Nahi Yamamala Nami Unuragamo. My apathy towards them can never be removed. That is my hard lot. Sympathy. I can't find out sympathetic heart to accept. The trouble is there. So the sadhus come, and they began their operation, and make him fit, and then connect both of them, and then the fulfillment comes. So sadhu guru, their room for duty, and then the agent, and they are also the agents of the name. The name has captured their heart wholly, and they once also servant. That is also comes from the name. The name Krishna or Mahaprabhu, the sadhus that come to relieve these ordinary people on their behalf, they are also his agency. So he is coming and he is cleansing the heart and then taking the throne and taking the deity and asking worship, all this. Once, myself and Madhav Maharaj, Bhagri Brahmachari, I am a sannyasi, want to preach in some pavna, in some place. In Purva Bengal, East Bengal. Then we are told that just in the vicinity of the town there are some people who are little inclined towards this Kirtan, Krishna Kirtan, etc. We went there and asked them, we want to go on, lecture on Bhagavatam, Bhagavat part, and the Kirtan. Yes, you may come, you may do, and this is the place, yes, we will come. At dusk, it may be begun, at just sunset, half an hour after sunset, something. We went there with the party. No arrangement. Then what to do? we hired a light from the market with our own money, and also gathered some mats to spread in that place. Then we began to play on Madango and Nikata. Then one by one, many gentlemen came and took their seat there. And there was Sankirtan, and then perhaps this course or something, then Sankirtan. This was finished. Then one old man stood up and told, "This is Gauri Amat. The whole burden is on them. They have come from so far. We ensured them that we shall make arrangement. You come and you have kirtan and the lecture." But we all were absent. They came with their own money. They hired the light and the mat. And then one by one we came. But we all, the burden on them and nothing to me, not to us, the Gauri Amat. So the sadhu, the burden of the sadhu to cleanse and there be who, that is from Krishna's side. So Krishna is doing everything because his men, he's cleansing, making arrangement and anyhow taking him in from his side. He does not want to interfere with the free will, then the jiva will be nowhere. It will be stone. If free will is snatched away, it will be stone. Free cooperation, not sacrificing. Doing away with the freedom of the jiva, then what will remain? Nothing. So it is, and in this way. Something like defeat. There's another also, Lakshman, Arjuna. Hanuman was carrying Gandhamadam for Lakshman Shaktishev. He had a mind to test the heroism of Bharata. So passing over Ayodhya, Hanuman. And there was some shed on the Paduka of Ramchandra, and earth could not tolerate that someone is crossing over this Paduka of Ramchandra. So Bharat Sut threw an arrow, and Hanuman fell down, Jai Ram. With the sound of Jai Ram, then called, what? Jai Ram? Then he must be a servant of Ramchandra. What have I done? Bharat ran to the place and found Hanuman. Then, when Hanuman was pacified, Bharat got the news that Lakshman is in Shakti Shiv. And simply Hanuman thought how whether that Bharat can lift this mountain. Hanuman told, my health is damaged by your arrow. I can't take up the hillock if you manage kindly. And of course, Bharat, with the help of his arrow, set up the hillock of the sky, and then Hanuman carried. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Play Leela Puram. Everything is Leela. So if we go to measure the Leela by reason, we will be lost. Leela that cannot be measured, cannot be challenged, that is Leela. The flow irresistible and causeless. That is Nirguna Leela.
Are you saying irresistible or irregisterable?
I don't follow. What does he say?
Jigasa Kach, apni kon shabda bolchen? Irresistible
bolchen? Irresistible, not resistible. Not to be registered.
Registered.
Can never be registered, but opposed.
Yes.
Unopposable. Ahituki apatihata. It is causeless. We cannot find out any reason, any necessity. It is automatic. Absolute good does not care for anything because it is absolute good. No necessity of caring for anything. So it is irresistible. It is ahaituki. So it is ahaituki, the causeless. No cause. And irresistible also. That is unopposable. His credit is so high that opposition is not necessary at all. So the stuff is such that is unopposable, no necessity of opposition. The prime cause, the prime wave. The causal wave does not require any opposition. It is because it is absolute good. No question of opposition. But that those opposition that are seen, that is also a part of Leela. How? Vahiriva gati premna sabhava gati dhamavet. Just as the serpent goes by crooked way, so also the Leela. Leela. Atu hetu rahetu. Sometimes it calls slight, sometimes with no call. The opposition, the mock fight is there. The Leela, the beauty is enhanced by that. But that is a part of Leela. But other things can never oppose it. That is Nirguna. In its own nature, it is going in crooked way. But nothing from outside can oppose its flow. So, apatihata cannot be overrided, or apatihata cannot be stopped, or cannot be checked. The wave cannot be checked or stopped by any other force. It is absolute. Absolute good, absolute beauty, absolute ecstasy, what you like to say. Ahaituki apadihata. Ahaituki, no beginning, no pause, and apadihata, no possibility of change in future. The past and the future, both described here. Ahituki means the history of the nature of the past is given there. Ahituki. Don't go to find the cause. No other cause. It is its own cause. No cause has produced this. That Hegel, by itself. And apatihata, there is no other foreign force can stop it. That is for itself. It is independent, uncheckable, unchangeable by any foreign force. So it is absolute. Otherwise it cannot be absolute. Savai pungsang paru dharma jatu bhakti radhukshaji ahituka pratihata jayatma supratihati. We are asked to catch that wave. Savai pungsang paru dharma. The highest duty of everyone is to accept that wave and to mix with in the same tune. Mix up with the tune of the Absolute Way. That is Bhakti Nirguna. Beautiful way, path. Sabai Pungsang Paro Dharma. That covers this way, underground, connecting with the Absolute Will, and your attempt should be to reach to that plane. Sarvadharmān paritajyamāmekam saranam bhaje. Savai pungsāṁ paro dharmo yato bhakti radhukṣaji. Submission to that movement, that plenary movement, to dance with that way. That is what is necessary. You are all engaged in local interest of different type, a single or a little family or a nation or a globe, all these are local interest. So give up all sorts of local associations and embrace the universal Krishna Lila. Mix yourself with Krishna Lila. It is already there. And you have to adjust yourself with that Lila, which is called Nectar Lila. That is what is necessary after all, with all our different phases and of action, knowledge, devotion, whatever you may say. This is the end of your life. The Lila is there, eternal Lila is there. And you have to adjust yourself with that. And everything is finished. Now in details, how that adjustment is possible, Pastor Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, all this in this way, passing through these different stages, you can find out in the deep that Lila is going and you have to participate there. And there are different divisions also. The wave is not an abstract, non-differentiated, but it is differentiated. beautifully decorated, so many things, and according to your taste, you can find a place there. And that is the happiest position. That is the goal. Not mere liberation from the negative engagement, that is local engagement, but to participate into the positive movement, that is Leela. This is Vaishnava Dharma. The Leela also, Dipanta Sveta, the Narayan, the Ramchandra, the Dharupesh, Mathuresh, then Varjish. The supreme most, the deepest Leela ever found is Vrajaleela. Why? For such reasons. Such reasons. Krishna conception, the speciality of Krishna conception. That is the sweetest. Why so many things said in favor of Krishna consciousness? Generally, against Narayan consciousness, Ram consciousness, Dharukesh consciousness, crossing them, we should come to Vrija consciousness. The group that has served him in that plane, their nature is such and such, the most charming. And the sacrifice is also there, to the highest point. So the gain, the remuneration is also of the highest highest degree. In general it is like that. Hare Krishna. Evajjhvage kahva. Over the surface, apparent things are going on in a particular way, deeper reading, deeper reading, ehobajjo, age, go deeper, the deepest is Vrajaleela, and again there, Madhuraleela. Ramananda Rai, different layers, the deepest layer in the service of Radharani, wholesale service of Krishna. Negative, positive, in their highest degree. Rasaraj Mahabhav, Dviye Kuru, and both combined in Mahaprabhu. The greatest consumer and the greatest supplier. Rasaraj, the greatest aggression in the highest degree, and predominated mighty was also prepared to satisfy in the highest degree. Rasaraj Mahabhav. Inconceivable. Inconceivable. Only distant ray we can deal with. Very distant ray. Not to be acquired by intellect. Nāyamātmā parvāsīnādabhā nūmī dhāyābhāvā. Jami vaiṣa vṛṇuti. This grand and most important factor to know the truth we must keep in mind. That we cannot know him, but he can make himself known to us. then what we have to do? With our capacity, how to invite him, how to increase the negative side, that is only our wealth should be that. How to attract him first? Jame Vaishav Vinuti, how I can invite him? Vinuti, Jame Vaishav Vinuti, how I can have his acceptance? Vinuti, he will accept me to make himself known. Otherwise it is not possible to know him. Only one way. That when he will come to make himself known to me, I will be able to know. Only this path. Then the invitation, the prayer will be of that type. So jnana sunna bhakti, jnani praya sumudapat, namanta eva, try to go down, increase your necessity. I am so mean, I am so worthless. My need is the greatest. I am in the most want. So I invite your attention towards me. Repetition will be like that. Prepare yourself to go down. Boro jodi hote jao, choto hao tabe. There is a Bengali proverb. If you want to become big, great, straightly, go to think that you are very small. Consider yourself very, very small. Then you will have the chance of becoming great. But you are, after what you have got at present in your position, then the bar to progress. Try to find your need, your want. Analyze you and try to see your need, that you are needy in various ways. And then a general tendency would be created, that I am the needy. Analyze you and try to know your needy characteristics. Danyam, danyam. Then from danyam, atmanibedam will necessarily come out. I am the meanest of the mean, so I want some help, some support. I am so feeble, so unsubstantial, nothing in me if I inquire. So, a real invitation will come for the great. Otherwise, when you think that I have got some peculiar capacity which others may not have, well, this egoistic feeling will be the bar. That will be your enemy. Sincerely, if you can analyze yourself, you will see that you are helpless by nature. Kesagya satabhagasya satadha khanditasya bhago jiva. It has been suggested for our to understand our position, that there is one hair. If you cut the hair into pieces, 100 pieces, again one piece into 100 pieces, again that piece to 100, you are so infinite, imaginary position, infinitesimally more, infinitesimal. So, try to realize your... Then, you will come to the reality. So I am so small, then how can I stand without some help from outside? So your real inner hankering will come for Atmanivedan. I want a support. Otherwise I can't stand independently. I am so small. That sincere, intense desire, that will take to some support. Atmanivedan. First dhanya, to find out the real meanness of the self, and necessarily there will come a search, natural search, for some support, Atmanivedan. Then go tritya varam, and when we get some sort of support, must honestly to embrace that without you, I am nowhere, so I can't leave you. Gopti Tevaram, and you must protect me. Avashya Rukhive Krishna Vishyasabhavam. And at the same time, what will be favorable to that activity, to accept that, and what is unfavorable, to dismiss that. Sarvidha Saranagati. Saranagati itself can give everything. It is mentioned somewhere. In Papanna Jivanamrita also I have mentioned this. The only Saranagati can fulfill all your desires. The other things will come automatically. You give your full attention to Saranagati. Don't mind anything. And other things will automatically come. You have to look out whether you are true there. May not deviate from that position, the Saranagati. Other Sovan Kirtan Swan only. All other things will cannot but come. To the Saranagati. Automatically, unconsciously. So only Saranagati can deliver the whole trouble. Drive the whole trouble and deliver the highest thing. Saranagati is such a graphic and a very broad, a very wide perspective. Saranagati. Saranagati means that is to be conscious of one's helplessness. I am born to be supported and not to give support to anyone. By birth I am such. Tatastha jivo. No marginal position, no real position. I am such. What I can do? By constitution I am such, I am helpless. So my only support, dependent creation. So without support I can't stand. So I don't want false support, but real support. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare. Service. From Saranagati comes service. And by the grace of the Lord, service increases and takes different shape, friendly, sokha, vatsala, etc. And Madhurasa service is the whole self service, unreserved. Unreserved, whole self. It has been explicit in a Bengali Padavadi. Priti anga lagi kande, priti anga more. only Radharani can say so, that every part of my body, every limb, every atom on my body is crying for the corresponding atom on the other body. Prati anga lagi kaande prati anga. That the whole is crying for the other whole. It is possible in some quarter, and we have to conceive from a respectful distance, the thinking that it is possible. It is possible somewhere, and we must group ourselves to that side. I have so much intention there, expansive. Unity is possible. We may group ourselves to that side. There we may have best which cannot be had, him which cannot be had. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So it is said, categorically different from the gopis. Here also, in Amananda Raya, the service of the gopis, that is the highest. Madhura Rasa. And then when Mahaprabhu told any further, then came the case of Radharani. Her service, not in quantity but in quality also, superior to those of the gopis. It has been mentioned in that way. Not only in quantity or intensity, but quality also of other type. Satakoti gopite nahe kamonet bhavan. Vaisekhi karo siradhikar ghun. It is mentioned there. And Jayadev also we find Radha Madaya Siddhaye Tottaja Paryasundari. Taking Radharani, he left other Maria Gopi and took her to some solitary place. So categorically, that in quality also, some sort of difference, prema seva. The gopi love, that is also a high type of love, but again, there is superior love, which is found in Radharani. So leaving all, Krishna can accept all service. There is such possibility. But we should learn to revere that ideal from far and not try to rush in like fools where angels appear to train. Pujal raga patha gaurava bhangi. That is the nature of teaching.